Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. My guest is Joe McNally, award-winning journalist and radio personality all the way from sunny Charlottesville, Virginia. Let's go back to the phone lines. And Jackie, quickly, how are you doing? You say what?
Hey, Earl. Hey, Joe. Thanks for being on. CJ prompted me to call because he brought me back to a psych class I took once. And it was this one class was on brainwashing, and that seems to be what's happening, because what their point was, once you're brainwashed on something, it's impossible to use critical thinking. You just can't. And CJ laughs at, you know, January 6th. He laughs about violence. And the other thing I wanted to say was Walker was the one that destroyed the teachers. My sister's a teacher. And they, you know, took away their pay, took away their rights. I don't get why he doesn't see the fault in any Republican there is.
Well, so let me say this. Number one, it's not just CJ, the individual. He represents just large swaths of people in this country who think just like him. And that's the inherent danger. The danger is not from CJ. He's one guy. But it's all these other people who think just like him, that create the danger that we've got to overcome. Hey, Jackie, thank you. Go ahead, quickly.
I was just going to say, but he is representing everybody that thinks like that, and there's way too many of them.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for the call. Joe, I want to say, before we, election workers are under attack. Can you imagine where we are, Joel, in this society? That people, election workers, what crime did they commit? That people are threatening their lives, Joel.
Huh? And when you say they're under attack, the thing is, they're not just being criticized. Their lives are being threatened. Their lives are being threatened. And that is true of everyone who disagrees with them. I mean, seriously, this is not, everyone kind of complains when someone uses this phrase, but there's been a lot of complaints that Joe Biden should stop saying, this is not America. But I really do think this is not America. If we can't disagree with each other without threatening the lives of the other side, that is not a civilized society. Just the things that happened in Texas and in Buffalo, that is not a civilized society. To murder multiple children, to murder multiple adults based on their race, to murder multiple black and brown people because they're either black or brown, that is not America. And to justify it or to stand up for it or to refuse to stop it by there are discussions going on right now in the Congress of the United States about military assault rifles and whether they should be openly sold in America. No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't. And in every country that has had a mass murder has said so and has banned them or bought them back and melted them down. We cannot continue to live in a country that justifies murder of little children, where they, 10 years ago, we had 20 little children murdered. 10 years later, we had 19 little children murdered, and we still haven't gotten to the reason they were murdered. They were murdered because a mass murderer was allowed to buy a military weapon that shoots hundreds of rounds of ammunition within minutes. 4 minutes was how long it took the murderer in Uvalde to shoot hundreds of rounds of shots at those children. They were wiped out. They were obliterated. There are people who have said, you know, we really should show the pictures of that.
Yeah, they were torn apart. Because
they were torn apart. And if anyone saw the pictures of those, they would vote against allowing those weapons to be sold to anyone in America, which is the way they're sold right now. Well, guess what? I think it's even worse than that. I think if we showed those pictures, Republicans still would not vote to ban those weapons.
That's correct.
If the fact of those kids being slaughtered and obliterated so that they could only be identified by DNA taken from their parents, if that fact doesn't make Republicans abolish those weapons, nothing will. So, you know what? In the vote in November and in the vote in every election after that, we have to vote out of office any Republican who will not ban those weapons, because those weapons have no business being sold anywhere in any civilized country.
Joe, I can tell.
And in most civilized countries, they are not.
I can tell by the emotion, and I know you. Just mentioning that brings back up, what transpired. Yeah. And that should be for everyone. And yet, there are people who will stand up and say to you, in the face of that, you're taking away my constitutional right, my Second Amendment right. So, and I say to those people, so your Second Amendment right is more important than the lives of second graders, Joe? Is that what they're saying?
They're saying something like that. But what is even worse than that is the Second Amendment does not say
that
is their right. The Second Amendment says that no law should be made to end a regulated militia. A regulated militia is not an unregulated militia. A regulated militia is not one where you're allowing anyone who wants to kill 20 children at a time. There's nothing regulated about that. That is just not a decent thing for anyone to support. There is no constitutional right for a mass murderer to buy a military assault weapon, which is intended to be used on the battlefield in a time of war to kill hundreds of human beings. There's no purpose to those weapons except to kill hundreds of human beings. You don't have to shoot a target hundreds of times if you're a sportsman. And you sure don't need to shoot a deer hundreds of times. If you do, you're the one who shouldn't be out in the woods.
Right.
And police officers who are outgunned on our streets, responsible gun owners who are embarrassed to be associated with mass murderers, none of those people want to be associated. The overwhelming majority of Americans do not want those rifles to be sold, and they should not be sold, and they should never have been sold. And you know what? They're not just sold, but they're marketed. And they're right now being marketed to exactly who is buying them. That 18-year-old in Uvalde, Texas,
right,
or the 20-year-old at Sandy Hook in Newtown, Connecticut. Those kids are being marketed to. That 18-year-old in Uvalde bought two AR-15s on his 18th birthday.
Hey Joel, hang on, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Joe McNally is on the line. We'll be right back.